Senator Tony Avella is a progressive-leaning Democrat who's been called a maverick. He says he's become convinced he can get more accomplished by joining the Senate's ruling coalition, which includes all of the Republicans and a few breakaway independent Democrats.
I've always considered myself a bipartisan person. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you've got a good idea, I'm going to work with you and fight for it.
Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein calls Avella's decision terrific. Klein says Avella, who he's known for a quarter of a century, is a good fit.
Tony Avella gets up every day with a very simple truth. How can I make a positive difference in the lives of the people I represent? And that's what the Independent Democratic Conference is all about.
Avella admits he was not always on board with the idea of a Senate ruling coalition that empowers the chamber's Republicans, who numerically are a minority in the Senate.
In the very beginning, I had some concerns that this bipartisan coalition with the IDC and the Republican Conference wasn't going to work. But it has worked.
Avella says he's co-sponsored a number of bills with GOP senators over the past couple of years, more than any of his former Democratic colleagues. Senator Avella's switch does not change the overall makeup of the Senate. The Republicans and independent Democrats are still in control. The rest of the Senate Democrats still hold minority status. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins admits she was blindsided by Avella's announcement.
I read it.
Senator Cousins is philosophical about Avella's defection. She says the Democratic Conference continues to hold positions on key issues that polls show most New Yorkers support. And she says long-term demographics in a state with a decreasing number of Republican voters puts time on the Democrats' side. She says when you count up all of the Democrats in the Senate, including the IDC's now 5 members, Democrats already have more seats overall than Republicans.
The reality is I don't know how we hold back the tide, but I do know that if we, the nucleus of Democrats here who are strong and focused, continue to be that, we will get the majority, we will govern, and the people of New York will win from our leadership.
Governor Cuomo was not in Albany. Speaking in New York City, Cuomo dismissed the developments as political maneuverings.
I think we're headed into the political silly season, and you're going to see this battle continue in the election season.
The Republican Independent Democratic Alliance in the Senate has benefited Cuomo on some issues, including the enactment of a 2% cap in the growth of property taxes, but the GOP has opposed the governor on some other items, like a Women's Equality Act that includes an abortion rights provision and decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana. Nevertheless, Cuomo, who often boasts of his ability to work with both parties, says overall he's been satisfied with the balance of power at the Capitol.
This whole coalition government is working, and I want to keep it that way.
Senator Avella has sponsored a number of bills that have not had the backing of the GOP, including a moratorium on hydrofracking in New York State. He was noncommittal about the measure's future.
I'm, big on anti-fracking, so I think is the IDC. And I'm going to continue to work on that agenda.
But he says now it may be easier to talk to the Republican senators about a fracking moratorium and other issues. In a statement, Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos called Senator Avella an independent voice and a straight shooter and said he'll be an asset to the ruling coalition. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.